This tape is being made for the Library of Congress's 9/11 project. My name is Carol Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. I live in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and today's date is October 3rd, 2001. Where were you and what were you doing when you found out about the attack? I was just outside the doorway getting ready to teach an English class at Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge, Iowa. How and when did you find out? It was approximately 9 a.m. when I received a call from my mother on my cell phone. She told me that a plane had hit the World Trade Center, and she wondered if I had heard the news. What were your reactions during the day and as the crisis developed? At first, the news was incomprehensible. I ran into the bathroom and cried. Then I tried to compose myself before entering the classroom. I still had a class to teach. A few students arrived early and asked if I had heard. I said, well, let's wait till everyone is here. When all the students had arrived, I asked how many had heard the news. Most had. I told them what I knew so far, and then I asked for a moment of silence and prayer. I continued with the lesson. I just couldn't talk about it anymore then. I didn't see a television till the evening, as I was teaching that day. My feelings as I finally watched television that evening were of devastation, anger, and fear. For days I found myself weeping for our loss, feeling guilty that here I was safe in Iowa and family and friends were in New York City. Were any of your family or friends directly affected? If so, how? I'm originally from New York City. It took me a week before my telephone calls went through to family and friends. When I finally reached my cousins, Estelle and Richie, who live on Long Island, Estelle told me that everyone in the area knew someone who worked downtown. She said it was scary to hear military jets and helicopters which kept passing over their house. A friend I called who I've known since junior high school, Roseanne, lives in Queens. She told me that her daughter teaches in Manhattan and she saw the plane hit the towers. Her other daughter is a paramedic in Brooklyn and had been assigned now to helping out in Lower Manhattan at the tragedy site. Her son, who is in high school, could not speak about the events and she was concerned that he hadn't been able to deal with it. She hoped his volunteering to build stretchers to remove bodies from the site would help him to deal with the trauma. I called another friend, Josephine, who I had worked with just a couple of blocks from where the Trade Center was. We worked there before the Trade Center had been built. Her nephew, Craig Silverstein, was on the 102nd floor, and he died there. She said that all her family members who were working in Manhattan at the time drove right to her house to gather, and then she knew that they were all right once everyone was there. Both her daughter and her son saw the crashes from their work sites in Manhattan. What do you think the U.S. should do now? In order to assure our safety, we must find the terrorists and take any actions necessary to prevent them from victimizing innocent people again. We don't want to hurt the innocent, but we must protect the United States, and we must protect the rest of the world from terrorists. Did or will you do anything personally to commemorate the attack, contribute to various charities, or anything else? The feeling of helplessness since the attack, that there was nothing I could do to help in New York, especially since I am a New Yorker, has been the most difficult. On September 12th, there was finally something I could do. I bought flags for my home and office, and I wear a flag pin I had in my drawer a long time. I attached a keychain to my keys that says, "I love New York." It was one I had picked up in New York when I was there September 2000, just a year ago. Those are the tangible things that I could do to help. I'm also planning on donating to a charity. I just haven't decided which one as yet, but and anything else that I can do. And I still keep in touch with my cousin and my friends by email, finding more about what their lives are like since the attack. How do you think this event will change your life, our country? For me, it has emphasized what is truly important in life, family and friends, and how I cannot take any day of my life for granted, because there may not be a next day. I know I am closer to my husband and to my children because I realize how important they are to me and they could be taken from me at any time. Our young country has lost its innocence. We now know that war can come to our shores. We must be more vigilant and yet still remain a beacon of freedom for the world. Is there anything else you want to add? I believe we must stand united for our country and in our prayers for the United States and the world. Prayer is so important to get us through this time, and we must continue it together. God bless America.